Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I am your host, Joe. Joining as usual, hey, Aki and Jacob are here. How are you two doing?
Pretty good. I was better when he wasn't here, but...
How about the timing on that shit?
Well,
because of a shit.
Jacob, how are you doing?
I love how he sounds fucking disgusted, but it's his shitting that...
That disgusts
about.
Us, yes. Yeah, so much
shitting. Thank you for explaining the joke.
How are you doing, Jacob? How's things going?
Terrible.
Why?
I think I ate way too many cashew nuts last night, and as a result, I've been like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've been like shitting like every like 2 hours, and it has not been pleasant.
Yeah, I did that once with... Pistachios.
Yeah, I did this once back in college with honey glazed walnuts, and
fucking yeah,
I got super baked. And I mean, this is back in college days. So I got like super baked, and I ate two huge bags of them in like 24 hours. And this
Jesus.
Is like right. Hold on, it gets better.
So, you want to know what's better than that, though?
Shut up.
The fact that No Time for Games just subbed for the 40th month. No Time, thank you so much for hanging out. We love having you here. Jacob, continue on with your shit story.
So anyway, ate two huge bags of honey glazed walnuts in a 24-hour period. And I'm just like, whatever. Like, and it got so bad that I was... Like, when I was awake, every 15 minutes, I was literally on the toilet, either shitting my guts out or, like, ripping so much ass. Like, and the worst part is, like, this was an entire fucking week. Like, my first week of that semester, I ended up having to write to all my professors and emailing them and being like, oh, sorry, I'm having some really nasty, like, stomach issues, blah, 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 blah. And, like, in retrospect, my buddies were like, maybe we should have, like, taken to the hospital or something. But, yeah, this was, like, an entire fucking week where it's just, like, every waking moment I was, like either farting, like, so much that, like, my ass felt like it was on fire or just, like, shitting out the contents of whatever.
Man, that shit's nuts.
Have you ever eaten them since then?
Honey glazed walnuts? No.
Yeah, you should eat a much smaller amount of that and see if you have similar reactions. You might actually just be outright fucking allergic to those specifically.
The thing is, I was baked last night, and so I was eating some cashews. And I was just like, oh, I'm not having that many. And this morning, like, my stomach's been like, guess what, fucker? You had a bunch. And so, like, it's been every 2 hours. It's not nearly as bad as that time in college. But I'm just like, Christ, why do I have to do this to myself?
You want to know what else is not nearly as bad? The games with gold lineup.
What? No, it fucking sucks. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't own two of the games.
Yeah, I don't own two of the games either, but I also saw what PlayStation is offering.
Oh, yeah. PlayStation is significantly better in every way. But
literally every way.
But Games with Gold isn't horrible.
Dude, like, both Xbox 360 games are fucking repeat. Like,
both of them are? I knew Monaco was, but I didn't know
Saints Row was as well. It was like it was a few years back, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not pleased. Like, is this seriously how they're gonna phase out Xbox 360 games? We're just gonna get repeats for the last like.
What's worse is we have backwards compatible 360 games that they still haven't put up. We didn't think too bad.
Yeah, and it's not like Microsoft isn't the publisher for a lot of these things. Like, fuck, just let those be the ones. I'm not happy for once.
Wow, you were like pissed at Games with Gold.
I really am, because I'm really not happy that they're phasing out 360 games, especially like when there's so many left that never were like a part of the program. And then like not only are they repeats, but then you look at, like, you look and see what the other console has going for it, and it's like, oh, cool.
So is this the last month of 360
October
games?
Will be October.
So they have two more months to impress us, and they won't.
I knew it was ending. I didn't realize it was quite that soon. Fuck.
I mean, yeah. Games with Gold is still going on. It's just they're getting rid of the backward compatible stuff. Hopefully this means that we'll get some series titles included.
Yeah, I was about to ask if we were just going to get four games instead of two for the Xbox One, or what was going to go on with that.
We'll find out in November. The official lineup, Games with Gold for August on Xbox One, is Calico and Scourgebringer.
I don't have either of those. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. And because I wanted to get Calico when it was on sale last, because of my wife. And so now we get it for free. So, yep. Hooray.
All I know is Cat Girls. I don't know anything about that game. And Cat Girls is enough for me.
Xbox 360 is getting Saints Row 2 and Monaco. Again, Jacob said those are repeats. I didn't realize Saints Row 2 was a repeat. I knew Monaco.
I don't think
was,
it was. I think Saints Row 3 was.
Somebody on True Achievement says that it was a repeat.
They might be lying. I don't trust.
But significantly better is the PlayStation Plus lineup for August. They are getting Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 for PS4 and PS5.
Nice.
Yakuza Like a Dragon for PS4 and PS5. And very Little nice. Nightmares for PS4.
Damn, they got a good setup. All
yeah,
those
they got
games
a,
are good.
They got a crazy yeah. month.
I literally like all of those games.
But I mean, like, the other thing is, too, is that even if Saints Row 2 isn't a repeat, like, it's on sale enough at such a fucking cheap price that it's just like, dude, really?
No, it's
really?
Normal price is $10, so.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, normal price is D's nuts.
Yeah.
I like how I'm talking about PlayStation now, and you're still bitching about Xbox.
Well, that's because PlayStation has a really good lineup.
Like, we moved on to PlayStation now. We're discussing PlayStation.
PlayStation has an amazing lineup for next month.
Even I, who hates PlayStation, I'm like, this is good. I like PlayStation's whooping ass with this one. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And then they're getting more Yakuza games coming to PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium tiers. In August, they are getting Yakuza 0, Kiwami, and Kiwami 2. And then later on in the year, they're getting 3, 4, 5 Remastered, and 6. They will be hitting PlayStation Plus. I believe the Extra and Premium tiers, both of them. So, cool. A lot of Yakuza love going on over on PlayStation.
This month, I'm going to be buying the Yakuza Remastered Collection on Xbox.
You didn't already?
No, I only have the first... I think I have the first three of them, 0, 1, and 2, but the remastered collection is 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, I recently bought 3, 4, 5, and 6 because they were on sale, and it turns out that they're part of that anime sale that's going on right now. Because
fucking really? Weird.
Yeah, I don't know whether they're officially listed. And keep in mind, like, I'm assuming that this is what it is, but like I was racking up purchases towards that anime month card, and I was just like, I don't know for what, because I'm not buying any anime movies or seasons, and so I assume that Yakuza was like actually part of it, but I'm not entirely sure. But I ended up getting the fucking anime month card for whatever fucking reason. Like, I'm not gonna question it. Yeah, I got free, like, it was fucking credit.
That's like you had to spend like $40, right?
Yeah, and it was like, I had already, when I noticed, I was like, wait a second, it's saying I've already purchased $21 worth of stuff? Like, I don't know what the fuck they counted it as, but I was just like, okay. And then I bought the Yakuza games, and that suddenly made me over 40, and I got the points, and I'm like, cool. Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. They do a lot of punch cards. I think I'm at $8 out of 50 on the summer punch card for 5,000 points.
I'm not even going to bother with that.
I so rarely buy games anymore that I don't think I've ever completed any of those ones.
The problem is, like, I complete so many punch cards without trying.
Well, yeah, that's because like,
the only thing I actively do is the weekly reward thing. Like, I have 150 some week streak.
Damn.
Yeah. So for like 3 years, I've like kept my weekly streak 60. Going. And that's the only thing I actively try to keep up every week. Everything, like the daily achievements, I don't worry about. I don't worry about the weekly treasure unless I load it up and it's there. The punch cards, I don't really worry about. The Game Pass app quests, like, earn 25 points for just loading up a game. I don't worry with those anymore because I have so many friggin' points that I can't spend.
I mean, you can always just start getting the things and giving them to me. I'm fine with that. Just throwing that out there.
I can't use them. I can't use the points. I'm maxed out.
Yeah, and I always ignore the summer spotlight card anyway because it's never for anything that's actually on sale. And I'm a cheap prick. No,
it's for all the new releases.
Yeah, I'm aware. Oh. I just explained. Oh.
I did not know that.
Fuck. So, of course, I'm not going to get it. Oh, gosh.
Get like the Radalekas every week. They're $5. They add up. After rumors of the cancellation, Ubisoft has delayed the next season of that Roller Champions game.
I forgot that game was even out. So
that what is it called?
I think Roller Champions.
Oh, it's actually called that.
Okay. I think so. But they delayed the next season to work on issues with the game, and Ubisoft quote fully supports it. I don't know what's going on.
Well, hopefully they get it fixed up.
I mean, the fact that all three of us had no idea what it was actually called, it probably does not bode well.
No, I forgot to write it down, so that's on me. So that's how little that game means to me right now. I feel bad. It's just like I don't care. I'm tired of these multiplayer 3v3, 4v4. I just don't care.
Well, this one makes sense. This isn't just that because of that. This is roller derby. And that's how games are made. So that at least makes sense. And it's really bad that I don't know what this is called or own it, because I like roller derby, but I'm just like, eh.
Pretty sure it's free to play.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings Gollum is set to be delayed by a few months for more polishing, with the exact timing to be revealed in the future.
I just want that to come out. I want it. I want it so bad.
Well, it's not. You're going to have to wait.
Yep. They can't be making me wait. They just need to give me what I want when I want it, damn it.
The hell are you doing, Jacob?
Sorry, I had to flip the microphone up because I had to blow my nose.
Wiener.
Just mute it.
No, it was out of my nose. I couldn't. Not my wiener.
So, where is that the remake of Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic from Aspyr Media is on hold amid studio shakeups. Garber. The game was originally due for release this year, but insiders say it looks more like 2025 at this point.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, all right, is anybody shocked?
No.
I mean, Aspyr, like, all they've... I mean, have they made any original games?
I think so.
Because I think all they do is remastered ports of stuff.
Lately, yeah. I feel like before they did do original stuff, I don't remember.
I don't think that's
a really bad delay, though. 2 year delay?
Possible. Like, I don't know.
I mean, the thing is that it's... From what I understand, it's kind of like Blade Runner, where they're rebuilding everything from the fucking ground up. Oh. Like it's not like a simple remaster. Like
it's basically a remake. Then,
yeah, that was my understanding of it. Like that's it's not like cool. Episode One Racer, where they're just making everything look a little bit prettier.
Okay, that totally makes sense. Then it's that one.
And they had also said that they had shown off stuff to. like, if, what do they call it, a vertical slice or whatever. They'd shown it off to Disney back in, like, June, and apparently everyone was receptive to it. But they fired two of the game directors already.
That sounds like Disney.
Didn't they say that vertical slice took them, like, 3 years to work on when it's supposed to take, like, 3 months?
Yeah, I heard it's not. Something like that. Yeah, I heard it's not, like, things are not going well at all.
So you could look forward to that PS5 and PC exclusive in 2025. 2K has delisted all WWE games aside from 2K22 and Battlegrounds. That means 2K17, 18, 19, and 20 were all removed from storefronts.
Which one was the really ass one?
20.
Okay. So it's gone then. Okay.
Yeah, 20 was so bad there wasn't a 21. Yeah.
But also at the same time, the servers for those games have been off for a while. So.
So it makes sense that they're gone.
Because sports games don't have longer than a 2 year shelf life anymore, I guess. Let's see. NIS America is releasing Raiden 4 Mikado Remix for PS4, PS5, PC, as well as Xbox One and Series X and S in early 2023.
What kind of game is that? Shmup. Never heard of it. Oh.
Raiden 4 and the Raiden Fighters Aces were on the Xbox 360. Pretty sure Raiden 4 is playable on Series.
Okay. It is, because I had looked up whether because there was a Raiden 4 game that just got delisted over on Good Old Games and I think Steam. Yeah. And I checked on Xbox just to make sure that, like, it wasn't that title. It's not. But holy shit, it also costs like $20 on Xbox still.
That's not a lot for a shmup.
I mean,
Japanese shmups can, like, retail for 60, 50, no, 60 bucks.
I get that. I mean, and I bought that physical edition when they released it back way back in the day. No, my thing is that it's just like, it's an Xbox 360 game, and holy shit, it still costs like $20.
Don't look at the Call of Duty games then.
Well, I don't, except when they're on sale.
Because they're like still 40, 50 bucks.
I know.
$20 for ridiculous. A 360 game isn't crazy at all. There's tons of 360 games there still $20 retail.
Yeah.
You weirdo. Oh, games can't cost $20 because they're on an old system. That's how you sound, bitch.
Well, okay.
Oh, God. I don't know. $20 is a good price for Raiden. New one's probably going to be 50. I don't know. Okay, is it up yet? NIS America.
That's what she said.
Let's see. NIS.
That's because it's so small she wouldn't know if it was up or not.
Womp womp.
That's the joke.
Reorder now. Online store. The special edition is $60 and it comes with the soundtrack. 2-disc soundtrack CD.
Cool. Yeah. I already forgot what we were talking about.
Raiden 4.
Oh, okay. We're still on that. Okay.
Yeah. Last bit of news I have is Mario Kart 8 Booster Pass Wave 2 is arriving August 4th with 8 new tracks, including an all-new course called Sky High Sunday.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. I think.
Jacob, you're not into Mario Kart?
No, I am. I just don't play it that much. Like, I don't play much on the Switch because my hands cramp up a lot when I'm playing with, like, little fucking tiny-ass Joy-Cons.
Get a Pro Controller.
I do. Like, we do have one for me, but I also just have way too fucking much on Xbox to play, so.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to be like, oh, the controller's upstairs with my headset.
No, I just leave the headsets
up. Every time I want to play a game with you, look, my headset's upstairs.
Well, it
is. You've gotten like 4 headsets from me.
I've gotten 3. Thank you very much.
You've gotten 3 headsets from me. Can't keep one downstairs?
I mean, ideally at this point, yeah, I probably could if I remember to bring it downstairs with me, but nah. Maybe I just want to talk to you over the phone, Joe.
No.
Yeah. You know, slide my cell phone into my titty pocket and put you on speakerphone.
Fuck that. Oh, yeah. I hate that shit. I have $150 headset for the Xbox. I want to use this headset. I don't want to talk on speakerphone, you bitch.
But you're not saying that you don't want to, be on my tits. So
I'm on your tits all the time.
I know.
Stop crying about it.
I'm not crying about it. I'm just saying.
Got in my eye again.
Where's the towel?
Aki, what news do you have? Anything?
No. No.
You don't want to talk about the Annapurna stuff? I thought you would want to...
Well, they did announce that there were going to be some of their games coming to Xbox, but I don't remember all of them anymore. I just remember...
It's like a softball that I just lob your way and you
and whiff. I fumble the shit out of it, yeah.
You fumble the softball? It's not even a correct sports.
Whatever. They're bringing Bounty Star next year, day one to Game Pass. Solar Ash this winter, which I think is the Scourgebringer like game, I think. Flock, which is, I believe, a flying puzzle game or something, which is going to be coming sometime soon. These are coming day one to Game Pass. And then Thirsty Suitors, which I really, 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 really want. That's just coming
remember
soon.
Remember Flock being a sheep-related puzzle game from Capcom on the 360.
Yeah, when I think of it, that's what I think of, too. That's why I said that I think it's a flying puzzle game, because all I can think of is the sheep one.
What's Thirsty Suitors? You mentioned that you want that.
It is an RPG where you play as a girl who's basically come back home and she's going to be fighting against all her previous boyfriends and girlfriends. And it looks really funny because all the interactions and stuff in the combat are related to talking. So like when someone has a bloated ego, you can basically just call your mom to have her just knock them down a peg for you. I'm just like, yes. It looks really good. And I'm really, really interested in it. I believe the parents, all the main characters, I believe are Indian from India, type Indian. And I'm really interested. It looks really funny. I am so into this.
Nice. Jacob, what news do you have?
I got no news out of respect to our listeners, and also just because in case I have to go to the bathroom again.
Nothing. Wow.
I'm pretty sure Annapurna actually has even more games coming soon, but I don't remember what they all are.
And I missed their presentation. I know they had a showcase today, and I missed it because I'm lazy.
I didn't see it either. I just saw that they posted a whole fuck ton of stuff. They had where are some of them? I'm actually looking now. Maquette. I don't know what that is. It's coming to Xbox and Switch. Seems to be a brand new thing. It's going to be some sort of puzzle game. I think it's hell was the name? It's a puzzle game where you like pick stuff up, and when you raise it up and let go of it, it becomes larger. Seems to be what kind of puzzle that is. Can't remember the name of another game that was exactly like it.
Just reminds me of a commercial for what was it? Some gym where it's like I pick things up and I put them down.
I thought that was a Saturday Night Live thing.
No, there was definitely a commercial where the guy's just like I pick things up, I put them down.
Okay, here's some other ones. Hindsight, which is a walking sim puzzle game, I think. Where
did it release back in 2020?
Planet Fitness. Okay.
Not sure.
Oh my god. Hindsight is 2020. Jesus, Aki.
Oh.
Womp womp.
Yeah, no, whatever. But basically in that one, it seems like your memories are going away and you actually go into the worlds of your memories through little keepsakes and stuff, is what it seems to be. So, really interesting seeming. And The Pathless. I only have the cover picture of that. I have no idea what the fuck that's about.
People who don't have a path.
It's someone who's sliding in the grass with what seems to be a magical bow and arrow with a falcon. So it seems like that could be cool just based on the picture. I have no fucking clue.
I'm over here watching this commercial while you two were talking, and it's just playing over the stream.
I lift things up and put them down.
Yeah, I lift things up and put them down.
I lift things up and put them down.
Thirsty Suitors is probably the one I want to play the most, but there's a lot of Annapurna games that are coming to Xbox that I want to play. So
hopefully Stray makes it over.
I hope so.
Hope so.
I hope so. So
all right, is that all the news we got?
Yes, but yes.
Jacob, you ready to do your reviews and go shit yourself?
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah, let's just go.
All right, first game to talk about tonight is Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2, developed by Black Isle Studios, published by Interplay Entertainment, released July 20th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, and PS5 for $29.99. Unspeakable Evil has returned to the legendary city of Baldur's Gate. A call for adventurers echoes through the embattled land. Cunning warriors and bold magic users are desperately needed to reclaim Baldur's Gate from a dark sorcery that threatens all in its path. Jacob, what's going on in Dark Alliance 2?
Well, it's much like the first Dark Alliance, where it is it's a 3D, but like from a single camera perspective, action adventure title, you know, set in the Dungeons and Dragons universe. And this is a direct sequel to the previous one, where the Obsidian Tower, whatever the heck it was called, was destroyed, but somebody's trying to rebuild it, and you know, it's up to our, you know, random band of heroes, which you get to choose who you're going to be at the start, and you know, you have to save the day. And of course there's different races and there's different roles that you can play. Like there's the human what the heck do they even call it? It's the human warrior or whatever it is. I don't know. There's also a human mage. There's like a dark night elf, a dwarf, and there's also apparently one that's unlockable after you beat the game, named Drizzt or something, but I'm not too familiar with that. I haven't beaten the game yet. One of the nice things about this is that the original cheats are still active in this game, and they do not affect achievements. So you can just toss on invincibility, and if you want to, you could just warp to a certain level and then just finish the game and get your achievements.
I approve so hard.
I do too, and you know, after later on, I'm going to be, you know, cheating the rest of the way through the achievements and stuff like that.
Damn, but straight.
But for the review, I wanted to check this out and see if it was better than the first game. And honestly, I was not as impressed compared to the first game on this one. The camera, which, I mean, I understand that it's from a fixed perspective, but it kept getting in the way. Or like there would be items that were on the map and I couldn't see what the hell was going on, like trees or part of like the building. And like normally that kind of stuff, it's like they'll make whatever it is, like, you know, kind of become translucent and you can see right through it. And this game is just like, nope, fuck you. Hope you don't mind swinging wildly at everything.
You rotate the camera.
I tried and it wouldn't let me.
Yeah, you rotate.
I tried and like it wouldn't let me like see anything differently. So I don't know if it was the specific level that I was on, but anyway, so you go through the story and there's a bunch of different missions that you can accept from people to help get your XP up, and you can obviously, you know, go kill a bunch of like whatever you monsters, which again, also this was another area that I was not as impressed with on the first one, because it really felt like every level you're just gonna see like the same like two, maybe three different enemies, and it was just like, okay, this is kind of, I mean, for like, when did this come out, 2004,
something like that?
Yeah, for 2004, I'm like, okay, I kind of get it. And I know that this is a remaster, and so like they're not changing everything up with it, but it was just like, at the same time, I was not satisfied with seeing nothing but goblins and maybe like one, I don't know if they're called slimes in this or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. It's just like the enemy, like the gameplay was fine. The storyline was okay, but it was just like, I don't know. This one felt more tedious than the other one. I didn't have as much fun with it. It's not like it's not solid, but it like, so I mean, if you like the previous one, you should definitely check this out. But
Horror Acolyte wants to know, is it a buggy port? That's the real question.
I never had any bugs with
nothing.
It. Nothing. Nah. Other than not being able to see, like, you know, certain things because of like how the camera was positioned and items in front, like, you know, as I said, like a tree, or like part of a building, where I just ended up having to blindly slash, at everything. Those were really, you know, that's the only time it was what I'd call buggy for me. But yeah, like how much does this thing run for?
$29.99.
$29.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's what the first one is as well.
I thought the two of them were together in a bundle for like $10.
No.
Okay. All right.
Where the hell did you, like, are you looking on Steam for these bundles?
No, I thought it was listed on True Achievements during like their weekly sale roundup thing.
Maybe the new Dark Alliance is on sale?
I don't know. Anyway.
No, the first Dark Alliance is $29.99. Dark Alliance 2 is $29.99.
Oh, maybe it's a Baldur's Gate like the original RTS. Maybe I saw that. Anyway.
You're drunk. That's all I can
say. Shut up. I'm not drunk.
You're high.
No, I'm not.
No, just stupid.
Thank you for the vote of confidence, Aki.
You're very welcome.
Anyway, for $29.99, I'm not thrilled with the price. I mean, if it was 20, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. But the game felt very repetitive very quickly. I don't know. I didn't think this was as good as the first one. Not to say that's a bad port. I thought it was fine. It's just overall in terms of a game, if you're not already used to the series, then I don't know, you may find it lacking. But
I mean, thought the general consensus was that two was better than one, but I don't know how you enjoyed the first game but didn't enjoy the second.
I'm not enjoying the second. It's just I feel it's, I don't know, it feels way more repetitive than the first one to me. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I'm not saying it's bad. Like, I'm just not enjoying it as much as the first one.
All right. Anything else?
No. I mean, like, if you're already used to the series and you're excited about it, then go ahead and pay the $29.99. If otherwise, I'd recommend it as a wait for a sale.
All right. Next game is Lord Winklebottom Investigates, developed and published by Cave Monsters, released July 28th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, and PC for $18.99. It's the 1920s, and the world's foremost detective is about to embark on his most challenging case yet. Thankfully, in this world, that's not quite like our own. There's nobody better to crack the case than the great detective and gentleman giraffe, Lord Winklebottom. Jacob, what's going on in Lord Winklebottom Investigates?
So already based on title alone, I told Joe that, yes, I'm very much interested in this game. Because, I mean, how often does anything called Lord Winklebottom come around?
True.
I mean, yeah. What? You're just jealous, Aki. Anyway,
ashamed.
It's like, what is it, like an axolotl, I believe that they're called. A gentlemanly axolotl gets murdered, and it's up to Lord Winklebottom and his hippo associate, who are very much like a Sherlock Holmes and Watson duo. It's up to them to investigate it. And
oh my god, the hippo's named Frumple? That's amazing.
And so Winklebottom is like pretty much like the straight man on it. Frumple is very like disgruntled, doesn't want to do anything, and I do say I want my tea kind of stuff. And the game will inform you that you're making your tea wrong, by the way. So with that is related to an achievement. And so, yeah, and so the two of you have to traverse all over the place, going from different locations, interviewing suspects, or not even suspects, but like just talking to everybody, clicking on everything to see whether or not you can take it. And the game does make jokes about that as well, because like you're essentially lifting every damn thing that you possibly can. And but at the same time, you're a giraffe. And so Frumple is just like, how are you able to carry all these things? So they're clearly aware of, like, you know, of just how ridiculous everything is. And so with that, you use Winklebottom, you know, his powers of deduction, but also because he's a giraffe, he can lift his neck. He could use his neck to get into otherwise inaccessible places and, like, you know, just like lift items or like read things, that kind of stuff. And it's a lot of going back and forth in between locations, and it's like, oh, well, this guy needs this, but this guy needs this, so if I go take care of this guy, then he'll give me something that I could go use on this one, so on and so forth. It's standard point-and-click adventure, with just a lot of dry humor to it. And if you're ever in a pinch, Frumple can theoretically help you, although I found his hints to be almost useless. And that also is another thing that's related to an achievement, not using Frumple's help with anything, which I accidentally clicked on him at the beginning trying to figure out how everything was played. So I've already lost out on that achievement, and I'm going to have to replay the game in the future.
Yeah, I would reset the game right away.
For time constraints, I was just, well, you have to do two playthroughs anyway, because of the tea thing. Because you either make your tea correctly or you don't. And there's two separate achievements for it. But
can
anyway,
you not just save scum?
Could I
save scum?
Do you not know what save scumming is?
Well, what I was about to say is, I mean, like, yeah, I guess you could, but
so one playthrough. That's all you need. All right.
I mean, it's very early at the beginning, so yeah, you totally could do it. But anyway, so it's standard point and click adventure, and there's plenty of dry and sarcastic humor in it. And honestly, I thought it was a pretty enjoyable point and click. My only thing is that there were a couple of times where I felt like I really couldn't figure out what the heck was going to go on, what I was supposed to do next. And Frumple's no help, and so I eventually just had to turn to YouTube just to verify that I hadn't fucked myself over on anything. But yeah, like, if you're a fan of point-and-click adventures, I'd recommend at the very least checking it out, but personally, I'd recommend it.
So 19 bucks, your verdict?
Yeah.
I like how I ask for a verdict, and it's just like 15 seconds of random noises before a verdict comes out.
Well, it's just because it's like, because I don't consider the price when I'm talking about it until the very end, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm enthusiastic about it, and then you're like, oh, it costs $35, and I'm like, less enthusiastic about it.
That's why you should pay attention when I say the price at the beginning.
No, because then it involves like listening to you, and it,
well, this anyway, one's $19, not $35. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I know it's not $35. Oh, it was just an example. Anyway, for $20, 19. Yeah, $20,
19.
Oh my! Is it seriously just $19?
It's $18.99.
Oh,
so for $19, what do you think?
For $19, well, that's a dollar's worth of invisible savings right there. So yeah, for $19, if you're a fan of the point and click genre, I definitely recommend checking it out. But if you're not that familiar with the genre, then it's a try it.
All right. I have a question.
That's okay.
How did they kill the axolotl? Is it like obvious, or are you spending time trying to figure out what killed it?
You have to figure out.
Oh. No, I'm just going to tell everyone, it is very hard to kill axolotls. They can regrow their fucking brain.
All right, next game to talk about is 80s Overdrive. Developed and published by Insane Code, released July 27th on Xbox One, Series X and S, and Windows 10 for $9.99. 80s Overdrive is a 2D pixel art racing game designed to take you back to a time when 8 and 16-bit consoles and arcade games ruled the world. Compete against opponents in career mode to unlock new races, buy new cars, and upgrade them with state-of-the-art technologies. Create your own tracks with built-in track generator and easily share them with your friends. Jacob, what's going on in 80s Overdrive?
So this one is very much retro-inspired.
I would hope so.
Arcadey racing. Jackass. Anyway. you're allowed to decide like which car like you want to start. There's like two or three cars you're able to buy at the very beginning. It costs money to actually enter in all this stuff, which of course you're going to use your winnings to do that. But your winnings also can be used for other things like refueling your car. So it is actually possible to run out of gas because you were a dumbass and you didn't refuel your car before that race. Or you could just have so much damage that it's not going to function properly. But
how many times did that happen to you?
I'm going to get there.
A lot. Okay, cool.
So actually the damage part, not so much. It's just listen. So anyway, so use your winnings to pay the fees to get into other races. But as I said, like you can also use it for that. You can also upgrade your cars or you can buy entirely new cars with that. And so when you enter in a race, the first one, of course, I lost, which is standard. And I tried it again and I still lost. And it actually started getting me like, shit, what do I do about this game? Because if I don't win any of these races, I'm not going to have any money. And thankfully, the developers actually thought about that. And if you have below $100, you then get offers to wash somebody's car. And there's like this like little mini game where you have to hold down A and then like move the left stick over these dirt spots. And it takes like 1 or 2 minutes tops. But then you earn like $50. And you, like, so you're washing a bunch of cars just so you can earn enough money to get into the next races. So with that, you can replay races over and over again to keep getting more money. But of course, like with the smaller races, you're not going to be bringing in as much money. So it does behoove you to keep advancing through and not suck. Which thankfully, like the game didn't give me too much of a hassle on it, but it's like, once you, like, especially like with the early ones, once you start upgrading, your car, you're going to start obviously moving faster. And like, so at the very beginning on some of these races where other racers like stall out, you'll be moving forward and then like immediately crash into the person in front of you because they didn't weren't moving and it fucked you over. So that can get kind of annoying, but also I felt like sometimes the AI difficulty, I don't know. It's just like, there were some races where it's just like, even though I had like a souped up car, I was still only placing like third, even though like I'd have like a perfect, like I'd have a perfect race, what was on paper. And so it's just like, you just really just got to go back and keep updating your cars, buy new cars. Like it, I'm not saying it's grindy, but it starts feeling like it's getting there. Gameplay wise, it's fine. There were a couple of spots where I'm just like, in terms of like handling crashes and stuff like that, like there was there was one tree that like, no, I didn't fucking touch, but the game's just like, oh, there's 10% damage on your car now. And it's like, screw you, buddy. That being said, I wasn't as impressed with the graphics, in terms of like the course layout and stuff like that, like just how everything looked. And it's just like, I wish that there was like some sort of like way that like, that Slipstream game that I had to review earlier in the game and this game could have like a 1980s retro arcade racer inspired baby. Like if I could combine the graphics of that with the gameplay of this one, it would just be like the perfect retro racer, like between the two of them. But honestly, like, it's a pretty solid game, and I do appreciate just like how much replayability there is in this. And yeah, like, honestly, it's a pretty fun game.
Well, for $10, what do you say?
Absolutely. For $10, yeah, it's totally worth it.
Cool. All right, one more game for you, Jacob. That is Dungeon Slime Collection, developed by Pecky Studios, published by Rattleaka Games, released July 22nd on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, and PS5 for $4.99. While walking in the forest, our slime fell into a slippery dungeon. Can you help him get out only by sliding to the dungeon's walls? Dungeon Slime Collection is a bundle of two games, Dungeon Slime Puzzle Adventure and Dungeon Slime 2 Puzzle in the Dark Forest. Jacob, what's going on in this collection?
Can I just say, first off, thank God for YouTube tutorials or like guides, because with this, yeah, like, you're playing this like little cute slime block, and you essentially just have to throw yourself against various walls and like flatten your character to like a certain shape. But of course, the only way that you can make it happen is like, it's not like you could just stop midway, like through moving to the next wall and then just like bounce out over to another wall. It's, you're moving from point A to point B, then point B to point C, like, and so on and so forth. And very quickly early on, it starts getting like a, what the fuck? I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do to get to this point. And yeah, I just ended up having to rely on YouTube stuff for any of the puzzles I wasn't able to solve. It provides quite the challenge on both games. And for a simple game, like, you're thinking like, oh, especially because it's Rattleaka, you know, this is going to be an easy, quick, you know, over and done with. And honestly, this is one of the more challenging puzzle games that that I've come across from this publisher. But yeah, it's just, there's a lot of levels of it, and you have to like think of like how, like what movements you're gonna make. And thankfully, like, you don't have to reset the like the puzzle that often, or at least I didn't find myself having to. But as I said, like, some of these solutions are not exactly obvious. So I think that there's plenty in here that like the more seasoned puzzle gamer can find in here and enjoy. If you like a challenging puzzle one, this is honestly one that I'd recommend checking out. But it does get, but understand that like, if you're not going to use the guide, it does ramp its difficulty up pretty quick.
All right, well, the game's $5. What do you think?
For $5, as I said, there's YouTube tutorial, like YouTube guides that can help you on your way if you're looking for just the achievements. But if you're a puzzle fanatic, I think, like, I mean, definitely for $5. But really, it's, I mean, you're either going to be a puzzle fanatic or an achievement whore if you're getting this game. So for $5, yeah.
Cool. All right, that's it for you.
Woo!
Woo! Kinky banana.
Woo! Do you have any final words?
Farfandugan.
Hey, go shit yourself. Next game to talk about is Madison, developed by Bloodiest Games, published by Perp Games, released July 7th on Xbox Series X and S for $35.99. What would you do if you woke up locked in a dark room with your hands covered in blood, your sister and mother massacred? Madison is an immersive and terrifying first-person psychological horror game featuring disturbing gameplay and an unsettling and compelling narrative. Aki, what's going on in Madison?
Okay. You just come into consciousness one day, locked up in a room. Don't know what the fuck's going on, but supposedly, your mom and sister are dead, supposedly. Supposedly. You never actually see them, so who knows? Maybe. And your dad's banging at the door, talking about how evil you are, and stuff. So you go to escape the room. And this is basically a point-and-click walking simulator. You have to try and find a way out around your dad is the entire point. You're trying to get the fuck out of the house because your dad seems crazy and psychotic because he's talking about you doing things that you don't remember doing. And you very quickly figure out that the place is haunted as fuck. and you might be partially possessed. Woohoo! Fun.
Yay.
Yeah, and basically you're just once you figure that out, the rest of the game is you trying both to get out and to stop whatever is possessing you. And yeah, it's pretty scary. It's not like, oh, I was terrified or anything, but it has a very, very good atmosphere, and there's plenty of jump scares galore, which I absolutely hate. That's the lowest form of fear, in my opinion. That's just...
What, jump scares?
Yeah, that is... I hate that stuff. It's like that... That's not what real fear is. That's a fright. That's a quick jump, and then you're over it type thing for me. Hate those. But this has them in spades. I was jumping constantly. I fucking hate that.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yeah, it did its job. It made me jump.
Any fear pee? There's something we haven't talked about in a while. Fear pee.
I have control over my bladder, so no. Wasn't anywhere remotely that scary to me. You have to how I react to things is very different from how most people react to things. Things that are scary for most people, I find funny. So that's one of the reasons why I like horror so much, is because for me, it's comedy. Except
jump
which is
scares,
really bad.
Which make you cry.
No, they don't make, they just make me jump and then get angry because I jumped. Literally it. I'm not even scared of them. It's just like someone coming around the corner suddenly and you just don't expect them. Not even saying boo, that'll still make you possibly jump because you weren't expecting something there. You're not fucking scared of them though. Anyways, so yeah. I don't want to go too into the story because you can... your first playthrough will probably take like 6-7 hours, maybe, if you're really, really, what's the term? Not very smart. It took me under 6 hours to beat it the first time, and you can beat it in under 2.5 hours because there's an achievement for doing both of those. Yeah, I don't know if I'm ever going to get that fast because I looked up walkthroughs to see if, you know, how easy it was. And all of them come in at like 10 minutes or 2 hours, 10 minutes, 2 hours, 15 minutes. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get that then. Fuck.
Looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very good looking. Very realistic. I
make use of the Series X power.
Yes. Easily makes. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. I didn't notice any stuttering or anything other than things that were supposed to stutter just make you feel more unease. And this hits a lot of good horror tropes. Like, people who play this, they're gonna immediately notice some things. Like, anyone who's a Doctor Who fan or a horror fan knows the Weeping Angel stuff. You know, there's stuff that references stuff like that in the game. So, you know, this is a nice little trove of some references. It's pretty nice.
Cool. Well, it's $36. What do you think?
That, you know what? I'm for it for that. I was going to say that's a bit much, but then I was like, no, because you have to play through it a couple times. So, yeah, that's good. I'm totally for it. I think if you're a horror fan, you're probably going to like this. This is a really good horror.
Nice. All right, next up is Noel, The Mortal Fate, developed by Kanawo, published by Playism, released July 26th on Xbox One and Windows 10 for $24.99. Noel Cerchetti, the daughter of a prestigious family, takes part in a piano competition to decide the pianist for the city's memorial ceremony, fancying herself the clear winner. Little does she know the competition was rigged by a mysterious party and would lead down a tragic path. Aki, what's going on in Noel, The Mortal Fate?
If anyone here is a fan of anime, this is basically a modified version of Black Butler. There you go. For everyone else, you play as a young girl who is tricked into summoning a devil, a demon, whatever, which is very much against the rules of their city for obvious reasons. And it decides to take all your limbs as payment for someone supposedly screwing you over. And then you're alerted to that effect almost immediately. And instead you decide, okay, new contract, revenge. And the demon decides, you know what? Fuck these people. They've been doing this shit a lot, so fuck them. I'm with you. And this is just basically a 9-chapter story of the young girl, you know, growing as a person from being a snot-nosed rich kid brat who doesn't fucking know anything to becoming a hardened, you know, fighter who starts thinking about things and interacting with things, and the relationship that she develops with the demon that she summoned, who is a crow-headed demon. And every time she calls him Birdhead, he gets angry, which is really funny. It's, you know, just about their quest for revenge on the people who tricked her, and their relationship growing. It's very nice. This is kind of a point and click, but not really. It has lots of sections that behave kind of like a point and click, but they're not like, oh, you need to find a whole bunch of items in this area. It's like, find one item and then go talk to somebody, and there you go. Now it's on to the next little chapter of, or next little part of this chapter. Every section is really small. All of the sections can be beaten like 1 to 5 minutes typically. And every chapter can be beaten in around an hour-ish, if that. Some of them are shorter, some of them are long, are more on the longer side. But I think the longest one took me like an hour and 15 minutes. And I'm pretty sure I just left it sit there without pausing for a little bit too. So... most of the achievements in this game is just beating it, and almost all the achievements for that, there are 9 achievements, I think, for getting all of the power points or something, whatever they're called, for each little chapter. And each little section has a certain amount it'll give you when you complete it, and for doing some optional things. And at the end, it'll tell you... how many you got and which ones you missed, and you can just go back to the prior save and redo it to make sure you get all of those points. Because if you wait until the end, you have to replay the entire fucking chapter, which is long. It has a fuck ton of save slots for everything. You could probably make a save at each individual little section of every chapter. It's huge because each chapter has its own set of save points. Nothing's carried over between the two chapters or anything. It is what it is. Because I think these were all sold originally on something else as standalone little stories that all combine together. So nothing carries over. This is just all of them bundled together. They go for the revenge. It's fun. I like revenge stories.
Nice. So did you like this revenge story?
Very much so. I really like how the two main characters interact with each other. Because at first, again, she's a sniveling, snot-nosed little bitch that I couldn't fucking put up with. And he treated her like crap for it. And it was fucking hilarious. Because, again, she lost all of her limbs. So he gives her some prosthetic legs. She still has no arms, so she can't climb anything. So he'll fling his chain around her and then yank her up and fling her right onto her back and let her flop around like a fucking fish just because she's being a shit, but they need to get where they're going. She complains. He's like, I don't care. I'm just like, yes. But then she eventually, you know, she gets better and better, and he starts treating her better, treating her nicer. They develop a friendship, and I really like that. So I'm really for this. I think this is, for a revenge story, this is actually a really sweet, caring.
Nice.
I really like it, and I think generally everyone else will too.
Cool. All right, we got one final game to talk about tonight. That is Bright Memory Infinite, developed by FYQD Studio, published by Playism, released July 21st on Xbox Series X and S, PS5, and Switch for $19.99. In the year 2036, a strange phenomenon for which scientists can find no explanation has occurred in the skies around the world. The Supernatural Science Research Organization has sent agents out to various regions to investigate this phenomenon. It soon discovered that these strange occurrences are connected to an archaic mystery, an as of yet unknown history of two worlds about to come to light. Aki, what's going on in Bright Memory Infinite?
All right. And this, you play as a really cute girl who works with some group. And there's not a lot of explanation in this game. and you go out because there's something weird going on, and this black hole seems to have opened up during a, I think it's supposed to be a New Year's celebration. And she's like, okay, so they use weird technology that we don't have to get her there, and then things go bad, but she decides, but she's there to fight and kill everything. She is brutal. You know, she has, she starts off with only assault rifle. Eventually you get a shotgun, a pistol, a sniper rifle. I think that's it. I said shotgun first, I think. So yeah. You also have a sword that you have equipped at all times, and apparently some sort of power suit of some sort that allows you to basically yank people to you and then reverse it to explode them into pieces, which is really fucking fun, actually. I cannot support that enough. That is amazing. Blowing people to bits. It's great. This game has lots of gibbing you can do. You can shoot people and it will blow off their arms and legs and stuff. It's bloody Cute. And it's fun and I love it. But she keeps...
Are you saying it's a bloody good time?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's also really bloody short. I beat it almost two full times last time when last Thursday, I think it was, or Tuesday. Maybe Tuesday. I don't remember, but we were talking. I stated I was playing it in the podcast. I started it in the podcast, and I beat it almost two entire times before that podcast was over.
Wow, that's a quick game.
Yeah. To get all the achievements takes you maybe 10 hours at absolute most. Absolute most. Every playthrough is like maybe 4 hours, and you'll need at least two because you have to beat one of the harder modes to unlock another harder mode, and you have to get a certain amount of upgrade points. So yeah, you're going to have to play through it a few times. It does have New Game Plus mode. It kind of requires that because you can't get enough upgrade points in one playthrough to do it. And you just basically, you can go in with whatever ammo you had at the end of the game, all the guns unlocked, whatever ammo you had for them, including the special ammo that you can get for the guns. There's one type of special ammo for each gun. Which is usually they either set enemies on fire or they are explosive rounds, which are really fun too. And you get any of the upgrades you have for your different abilities and weapons. So you can collect more to level up, and you can start it on a new difficulty even when you do that. So you can just keep playing through and just get harder and harder difficulty. I found it was easier just to play the very last level. Once I fully upgraded my character in the first two playthroughs, I was like, it's just going to be easier if I just beat the very last level two more times, once on each difficulty. Because to do the New Game Plus, you actually just go into level select, you pick the very first level, and you pick the difficulty, and you just play through the rest of it. Doesn't have an actual New Game Plus unlock now thing. No, it just has level select, and you can just keep everything. There's not a lot of story to it. Because there's not a lot of game either. And the story is kind of eh, it's not great, but it is a beautiful game. Absolutely stunning to look at, and it plays really, really well. It was so smooth. This is probably one of the best playing games I've ever played, to be honest.
Nice.
And I usually don't pay attention to stuff like that. I don't think this game had any fucking jank in it whatsoever, not even the smallest amount. There is a forced stealth section in it, just so any of you are aware, there is a forced stealth section. It's not too bad, especially once you figure it out. But otherwise, it's just shoot the shit out of things or yank them to you and then explode them into gibs. It's nice. Just so fun.
Well, it's $20. What do you think?
I am so fucking for that. There's also another version of it that
is... just bright memory. It came out when the Series X and S first launched.
Yeah, it's that like a game is bite-sized even version of it. Yeah, it's much shorter, and I believe, just by looking at it, because it doesn't seem to be set in the exact same area. I think it probably has more story to it to help you understand what's going on. Would be my guess. but I'm looking forward to get a hold of that too. Maybe we can reach out and see if they can get me a copy of that.
It's $8. Just grab it.
Okay.
Jesus.
I'm a cheap bitch. I haven't bought anything in a while.
Oh, my God. All right. So that is it for this episode. Made it through another one.
Do we
want
to do the other thing?
What, do you have time? Nah. We'll save it for next week.
Okay.
So.
All right.
All right. That is it for this episode. Made it through another one. Music. I'm going to play some Metroid Metal because I'm going to be seeing Metroid Metal this weekend.
Nice. So that's why you're heading out.
Okay. Yeah, buddy.
I wasn't sure if it was Magfest or something. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's already passed. But
yeah, Magfest is January. This is a Magfest-related event called BitGen in Baltimore. By the time people hear this, it's already over, so I'm not going to go into the whole spiel about what it is. But it's a day-long concert in Baltimore of all video game cover bands. Last Thursday, when we had Grant, Eric, and Ryan on, they were hyping up their performance at BitGen. And that's who I'm going to be seeing this weekend. So
very nice.
Going to be good stuff. So do you have any final words to end the show?
Everyone should join our Discord and look on all the cute things that I keep posting.
Thank you for using that more than Jacob uses his memes channel.
Anytime I see cuteness, I have to share it. So this just gives me a good place to share it.
Ian's saying something Jesus behind me, but I couldn't hear him. Oof.
He said Jesus fucking Christ. That's Jesus the only part of that
Christ.
I heard.
I heard that, yeah. Good final words. Jesus fucking Christ.